Mr. President, Mr. Director General, Excellencies, Ambassadors, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, dear friends. It is an honor for me to accept the first Jacques Diouf Award on behalf of the European Commission and to pay a tribute to former Director General Dr. Jacques Diouf for his high support to the European Union Food Facility. I would also like to warmly thank Director General José Graziano da Silva for his strong commitment to the cooperation with the European Union. This award marks the great success of the European Union Food Facility launched in 2008 in response to what was the worst world food crisis in recent years. I accept this award with feelings of both humbleness and pride, and I do so on behalf of the European Union and its 27 member states. When we spearheaded the food facility, that need was particularly acute. Between late 2007 and early 2008, global food prices had spiked dramatically, reaching their highest level in 30 years. Staple foods such as rice, wheat, and maize were specially affected. An additional 100 million people in developing countries were plunged into hunger, bringing the total number of people without access to sufficient food on a daily basis to over 1 billion. High and excessive volatile food prices meant that the most vulnerable people could no longer buy food. This led to social, political instability with food riots in a number of developing countries. I am proud that the European Commission, with strong support from the European Parliament and Member States, was quick to respond. During the G8 summit in Hokkaido, Japan, in July 2008, I announced our intention to launch a 1 billion euros facility to respond to the crisis, and by December 2008, the food facility was born. Between 2009 and 2011, the food facility successfully bridged the period between emergency aid and medium to long-term development assistance in 50 countries. It was designed to boost local production while strengthening governance and to mitigate the effects of volatile food prices on populations. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, when you give a prize to an institution and a politician comes, there is a risk that in return of the prize, the politician gives you a speech. And so I will take this opportunity to tell you some of my opinions and the Commission opinion on this very important agenda that is the FAO agenda and also on this issue of food security. First of all, building on that experience, it's important to note that the food facility was successful because it was set up quickly, because it had a broad scope and thus had an impact, and because it was responsive and efficiently managed. These are lessons for the future. The European Union and its partners delivered on their promises, resulting in swift, efficient, high-impact programs. The speed with which the food facility was implemented was achieved thanks largely to the excellent cooperation we have enjoyed with all organizations, agencies, and governments involved, all of whom share in this award. I would like in particular to thank the three United Nations Rome-based agencies for their commitment. Between them, they have implemented more than one-third of the food facility budget. To the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, the International Fund for Agricultural Development, IFAD, and to the World Food Programme, I extend my sincere thanks and appreciation. The Rome-based agencies and the European Union are long-standing partners committed to fight hunger and undernutrition in the world. The food facility represented an opportunity to put into action this joint commitment. It was a demonstration that when we address the problem of food and nutrition insecurity collectively, we can make a difference. I'd like to especially single out FAO, which implemented successfully the biggest share of the food facility. FAO has shown that it is not only a key body in terms of policy development, it can also manage large and complex aid programs. Together, the European Union and FAO, working hand in hand with its member states, have the potential and the means to shape future policy on agriculture and food and nutrition security. While the food facility largely reached its objectives, we know that there is still a lot of work to do. Many countries in sub-Saharan Africa confront food crises caused by poverty, climate hazards, high and volatile food prices, pressure on natural resources, rapid demographic growth, fragile governance, political instability, and sometimes even wars and real political conflicts. The Sahel and the Horn of Africa are particularly vulnerable, and we need to strive constantly to respond in an integrated way. Fostering the resilience of the people who are most at risk, communities and partner countries, is essential to our response. We assist countries in developing the means to prepare for future shocks, preventing the worst aspect of the crisis, but responding quickly when crises occur. Taking stock from the lessons of the food facility, building long-term resilience implies tackling the root causes of vulnerability, promoting more sustainable and productive forms of agriculture, and improving nutritional outcomes. This is exactly the approach the European Union is taking. It is reflected in our development strategy we have called an Agenda for Change that we have adopted in 2011, and also our recent communications on resilience and nutrition. And this forms the basis for our future budget for 2014-2020, which is currently underway. We are in the last steps for its final adoption. This is also the approach taken for the Sahel through the AGIR initiative and the Horn of Africa through the SHARE initiative, where the European Union also plays a major role. I'm therefore happy to recall that only last week the Commission announced that between 2014 and 2020, we will spend 3.5 billion euros on improving nutrition in some of the world's poorest countries. 400 million euros will be spent on boosting nutrition through specific nutrition programs in the health sector. Through these funds, we hope to go a long way towards our target of reducing by 7 million the number of stunted children by under 5 by 2025. The remaining 3.1 billion euros will be invested in making sure programs in other areas, such as agriculture, education, water, and social protection, do more to reduce undernutrition. It is therefore only logical to announce that our intention is to use the prize of this award to top up funding for our action on food resilience and nutrition, thereby ensuring that we can further help those most in need. Ladies and gentlemen, the European Union Food Facility was the first major financial response to the 2008 food crisis and helped strengthen international coordination in the United Nations and in the G8. I am heartened to see that food and nutrition security remains high on the international agenda. Next week, next Monday, I will attend the G8 summit in Northern Ireland, and I will underline once again the need to make malnutrition history. This must be one of the main focuses of the international development agenda. Therefore, this prize is as much a recognition for the European Union's efforts in tackling food and nutrition insecurity, as well as, most importantly, an encouragement to pursue our commitment against poverty and food insecurity. Let me assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that it will remain a core objective of my action, of the European Commission, and I'm sure a central priority for the Member States of the European Union. To conclude, let me tell you that on behalf of the European Union, I'm also very honored to share this prize with the world-acclaimed Self-Employed Women's Association, SEWA, whose efforts to lift women out of extreme poverty and hunger in India have strongly contributed to fight food insecurity. I think that today, here, we have an example of what we can do together. Public authorities, NGOs, all those that feel some kind of responsibility towards the others that are living in difficult circumstances. And once again, thank you very much for your initiative that I proudly accept on behalf of the European Union and its member states. Thank you.